Welcome back to Mind Over Matter, a monthly radio show on KTOO. I'm Dr. Elaine Schroeder, and with me in the studio tonight is Juno yoga teacher Luann McVeigh. And we have been discussing neural flossing and spandana and all sorts of interesting aspects of yoga that most of us have never heard of. I wanted to give a little background on mindfulness-based stress reduction. As I mentioned earlier, it was developed at the University of Massachusetts Medical Center back in 1979, and now it's an 8-week program, and it is medically based. And in fact, most major hospitals in Europe and in the United States, including Swedish, Virginia Mason, have these 8-week courses that people take for chronic pain or chronic stress.
That's awesome.
And the developer was Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn, and he defined mindfulness meditation as the awareness that arises from paying attention on purpose in the present moment and non-judgmentally. So you just are aware. And what the way it began is at UMass Medical Center, they were referring people with chronic pain, you know, just they broke their back in a work accident. And what they found out in years of study and developing the program is that the idea is to cultivate attention on the body and mind as it is moment to moment, helping with physical and emotional pain. And when you focus on, we'll say, physical pain, you will notice that it's changing all the time. So sometimes it'll be there, sometimes it'll be hot, sometimes it'll be cold. You're aware of the changing nature of all sensations, even highly unpleasant ones, and therefore you realize their ultimate impermanence. You realize that you get the understanding that I am not defined by my pain. The pain is not me. And it puts you in a very different relationship to your pain, your awareness of the pain. And it's interesting. The more we fight to not be in pain, to not have a parent with Alzheimer's, to not have a particular thing, I hate it, go away, whatever it is, the more it sticks to you. And what Kabat-Zinn developed that I would use, I'd quote him on this, is that there's two arrows. When something is difficult, either in your mind because you're anxious about something or externally, there are two arrows. Let's take the fellow who fell off the forklift and broke his back and he's got chronic pain. There's the accident that occurred that results in chronic pain. That's arrow number one. Arrow number two is what your mind does with it. And in there, it makes all the difference. Some people could call it acceptance. Some people could simply say awareness. And when subjects who have taken, research subjects who have been who have taken these this program and get themselves into thinking about focusing on their sensation rather than trying to push it away, and they're in an MRI machine, that functional MRI, which is taking a look at what goes on actually in their brain, you see them relaxing around the pain. It's very, very interesting. So with that little explanation, I'd like to understand, Luann, a little bit more about the various forms of yoga. Could you mention some?
I'll try. I am trained in yoga fit. I should probably mention that, which is derived from exercise models. So this is the model where we absolutely give a warm-up every class, and we follow that up with a little more intensity of movement or focus, and then eventually come to a point where we start to slide down with a little bit less vigor towards stretching, and then eventually relaxing on the floor. But there are other, there are many different aspects of yoga that explore other ways of practicing. Like, for example, restorative yoga, which we actually do in my class once in a while, would take the whole hour or hour and a half long class, whatever it is, and draw out a relaxing pose, a restorative pose for 5 to 7 minutes. So perhaps you're lying on your back with your feet on the floor and your knees pointing up, and maybe you have a bolster underneath some part of your back or underneath your head, and you simply lie and relax and breathe for 5 to 7 minutes in that pose. And then after that, then you move on to another relaxing pose. And I like to stir it up a little bit myself. When I do restorative, I try to do some warm-up in the beginning so that people get their muscles warmed up. And then we just kind of settle in. We settle into a variety of very relaxing, effortless poses that should really contribute to stress reduction.
And I've heard the term yin yoga. What is that?
Yes. Well, Shelley actually mentioned that, and it's an awesome kind of practice that I've only tasted just recently. But the yin is the pulling apart of a body part, for example. And I'm not the authority on this, but the last time I practiced this, it was kind of an awesome stretch that we held for time. So it also involves holding a stretch for a long period of time for several minutes and then moving on to something else that you hold as well. So I have a lot more exploring to go with yin. But yang, for example, is the opposite, which is more flowing and movement, and it's called bringing it all together. So there's more movement pattern mm-hmm. that's involved in yang yoga than in yin.
Mm-hmm. And what's Iyengar yoga? What does that mean?
Iyengar is it's all a style of yoga that was developed by, I want to say, BKS Iyengar. He's a guru. And it's very alignment-oriented, and it's also very prescriptive, that there are certain forms that you follow. You move from one pose to another, and there are very strict rules about how you do each pose. So I am not an expert on Iyengar, but I have taken classes from my friend Wendy Hamilton here locally, and she's an amazing yoga teacher as well. So she knows quite a bit about it. There's the hot yoga. You were thinking about that. And although I haven't actually practiced the Bikram hot yoga, which is also another prescribed kind of sequencing, I understand. I did yoga when I lived in Thailand in a really hot studio, and there was no air conditioning. And I got that hot feeling. And I can see how for some people it would be really great to have your muscles be really, really warm. And they'll really stretch a lot more when they're very warm by being heated externally and internally. So that's very helpful. For me, it was a little too much. It was just a little too hot. But everyone's different. So I encourage people to try different kinds of yoga.
Speaking of which, how many yoga teachers do you think there are in Juneau?
Oh, boy. I haven't any idea. I would guess 100 or so, but I have no idea.
I think practicing probably a dozen or two dozen.
Oh,
you mean teaching?
I thought more than that.
You think more than that?
Well, rainforest yoga,
yeah,
for example, there's studios here and there where
yeah.
they have numerous teachers.
In other words, there's a massive choice. And probably it's a thing to Google. There's different studios. There's different classes. And you'd Google it. Well, Luann, I really want to thank you for sharing your knowledge and experience in the field of yoga. And I also want to thank Shelley Delaney for her technical skill and for producing tonight's show. And lastly, I'd like to thank all of you for listening in tonight. Please join us next month on another Monday evening at 7 p.m. for another edition of Mind Over Matter. Good night, all.
Thank you.